Well, good morning. It's lovely to see you all on this morning prayer for Palm Sunday. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God of surprises, riding on a donkey, not the obvious kind of king, we come to follow you with palms and praises, cloaks and crosses, thankful that we are all welcome. God shows his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then show our love for him by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Dear Lord, hatred engulfed you, but you reacted with love. Forgive us for when we reacted badly in the face of animosity. Forgive us when we let fear of what others think stop us from doing your will. Lord, you came as a man of the people. Though you were without sin, you did not look to be served, but to serve. Forgive us our pride. Help us to humbly follow you and to seek to serve others to the glory of your name. Amen. We have reason to celebrate. Our blessed sovereign Lord became human to bring about our salvation. Through his suffering on the cross, we are forgiven. And then Jackie's going to read.
And the first reading comes from Isaiah 50. The sovereign king has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
To God. Now, if you have a palm, we are going to do the blessing of the palms. Dear friends in Christ, during Lent, we have been preparing by works of love and self-sacrifice for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today, we come together to begin this solemn celebration in union with the Church throughout the world. Christ enters his own city to complete his work as our Saviour, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Let us go with him in faith and love so that, united with him in his sufferings, we may share his risen life. With the cross before us, we pray. God, our Saviour, whose Son Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die. Let the cross be for us the sign of his victory, and grant that we who bear it in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns with you in with the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And our epistle for today is from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
And the second reading is from Luke 19. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, say the Lord needs it." Those who were sent ahead went and found just as he told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
Peace
to God.
to God.
I have Steph's talk on the Bible reading of Luke 19 for this Palm Sunday. Sitting in my office, looking out of the window, pondering on today's gospel reading and preparing for Holy Week and Easter, I have been thinking about other Holy Weeks in the past. At times, I have heard and seen wind howl and the garden furniture move. We have had hail, rain, and snow. The unpredictable weather at this time of year seems to be a fitting backdrop to Palm Sunday and our entry to Holy Week. Palm Sunday marks the start of a journey through Holy Week to Easter Day. There's clouds and sunshine, rain and hail. The story of Holy Week contains highs and lows, hopes and fears, and real joy. Over the next week, we will move from praise and celebration to betrayal and denial, grief and despair, disbelief to utter joy. Many churches throughout the world will process round their church this morning, holding their palm crosses and singing Hosanna. In fact, that's what I've just done at Rackenford with the children in our new Explore service. Today is a day of Hosanna. I asked the children if they knew what the word meant, and we have some interesting suggestions. But the word in Hebrew means save, or even more urgently, save now. In other words, we're desperate. We need help. We're in trouble. Help. Jesus, along with many other pilgrims, arrives in Jerusalem a week before the Passover. This was to ensure that all the preparations and ritual purification could take place before the festival. Every year, Jerusalem's population grew from its usual 50,000 people to at least 200,000 during Passover. The Roman governor of Judea would ride up to Jerusalem from his residence on the coast. He would come with his imperial entourage, a visual reminder to the Jewish pilgrims that loyalty should be to Rome. In contrast, the Jewish pilgrims would be commemorating their ancestors' victory against their Egyptian oppressors, moving from slavery to freedom. As Pilate made his imperial way into Jerusalem from the west, Jesus came from the east. While Pilate looked every inch the ruler, Jesus rode on a donkey, defenseless and weaponless. His actions fulfilled the words of the prophet Zechariah: "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey." The crowd understood the significance of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey. The symbolism of the colt or young donkey carries a lot of weight in today's gospel reading. There was a system in Roman times called Angaria, thought to have been passed down from 6th century Persia, of a compulsory duty on communities to provide a courier and transport service, a sort of Uber and Evri combined. So it wouldn't have been unusual for an imperial officer to demand the use of a colt to transport something. Perhaps the disciples saying it was for royalty allayed any concerns. This seems to emphasize Jesus's kingly status. The crowd interpret it as a sign that he is the Messiah, the one they have been waiting for. "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord," they cry. When Jesus chose the unridden donkey as his mode of transport into Jerusalem, his disciples must have felt some surprise. The donkey may not have seemed the obvious choice for a triumphant arrival, but this less than obvious choice had huge ramifications and changed the world forever. The donkey fulfilled prophecy. The donkey symbolized peace. But the image of the Lord of all arriving in a city which will soon become the scene of his death also speaks to us of absolute humility and of a new way of understanding power and authority that is not found at the end of a sword, but in full submission to God's will and his universal purposes, life changing for all of us. Jesus riding the donkey is one of the most enduring images of our faith, not the obvious choice, speaks louder and with more authority than the more obvious choices we might may have made. Some of the Pharisees cotton on to what is being said by Jesus' actions. They ask Jesus to rebuke his disciples and tell them to be quiet. Jesus refuses. "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. All creation was made to worship this king who is Lord of all." A king riding into Jerusalem, not on a horse, but on a donkey. A king with an entourage, not of soldiers or great display of power, but surrounded by people on foot. People who threw their raggedy cloaks onto the dusty road. The blind, the lame, the tax collectors, the prostitutes and sinners. A king not travelling in triumph, but travelling towards his death. God on a donkey, dying to live, a suffering king. This is the paradox of our faith. Despair and hope travel on the road to Jerusalem together. As Frederick Buchner wrote, despair and hope, they travel the road to Jerusalem together, as they travel every road we take. Despair at what in our madness we are bringing down on our own heads, and hope in him who travels the road with us and for us, and who is the only one of us all who is not mad. The Christian story is the story of a God who comes to die so that we can live. And the Christian story tells us that we are known and loved and held by this God who died that we might live. We are loved by Jesus, who has promised to stick with us, even when I don't want to accept his love. We are loved by a God who takes our half-baked, half-hearted, and often selfish worship and accepts it and turns it into something of beauty. We are loved and cherished by a God who knows that our hosannas are all too often hollow and meaningless. But here's our heartfelt plea of save me. And we are loved by Jesus, who takes all these things and carries them to the cross for me. Welcome to Holy Week. Here we are, and here is our God. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. On this Palm Sunday, as we hold the cross in our hand, we focus on the humility of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came in humility to show us what love is really like. Thank you for the example you have given us. Teach us how to love like you do. We pray for those who are called upon to love. Our families, friends, colleagues, and neighbours. We think particularly of one person that we spend time with. We pray especially at this time for the sick, Jack, Rosemary, Chris, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Hilary, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Mandy, Brian, Gerald, Tanya, Roger, Ian, David, and Matthew, and also Rackingford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. We also remember today the family and friends of those who have recently died: Olive Blackford, Anne Catchpole, Valerie Drew, and Betty Hyman. Show us one special thing that we can do for them this week. Blessed is the King who comes in God's name. May he bring his blessings to his people. We pray for those in our world who are downtrodden, forgotten, unloved, and homeless. We pray for refugees and all those fleeing pain, war, or persecution. May they all know you, especially close to them this week. Blessed is the King who comes in God's name. May he bring blessings to his people. As we remember that you came in humility, we pray for the world's leaders and rulers. We ask you to give them humility and wisdom. Give them listening ears and open hearts and a deep desire to put others first. Blessed is the King who comes in God's name. May he bring blessings to his people. Now we hold our cross in front of us. Lord Jesus, go ahead of us this week into all that we do. We think now of the places where we know we are going this week. We acknowledge our feelings about each situation and ask you to be there with us. We know there might also be unexpected places or people who will cross our path this week. Make us gracious in every situation we face. Blessed is the King who comes in God's name. May he bring blessings to his people. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you went willingly to the cross for us. Without your amazing act of love, we would not be here today. Thank you for your goodness and self-sacrifice. Give us the courage to tell our friends and neighbors about what you have done for us, so that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Blessed is the King who comes in God's name. May he bring blessings to his people. And just hold the cross a bit higher. Lord Jesus, risen in glory, thank you for all the joys that we have in our lives. Thank you for sunny days, blossom in the trees, blue skies, and birdsong. Thank you for everyone who has made us smile this week. We think now of two amazing things or people that make our lives richer and deeper. Blessed is the King who comes in God's name. May he bring blessings to his people. As we walk with you through the darkness of Good Friday to the triumph of Easter, help us to learn something new about you this week that will spur us on to a deeper relationship with you. We ask all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessed is his name. Amen.
And the Collect for Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer the death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Christ crucified, draw us to himself, to find him in a sure ground of faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you all for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully this sun, well, sun's come out a bit more here since we've been here, we will have a good day and enjoy a Holy Week. We've got the Agape meal on Thursday. If anyone's free to come along, that's at Crewe's Mortuard at 6:30. And of course, we look forward to Easter Day. Well, Good Friday. We've got some Good Friday reflections, and then we have an Easter vigil on Saturday night at Calverley from 8:30, which is something we've not done in the X Valley before, so that should be interesting. And then, of course, Easter Day, so that will be lovely. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Perhaps
Thank
I should.
you.